And now it's a pleasure for me to say hello to Margie Whitmer. Hi, Margie.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. And here we are playing with words as we do every Saturday morning. And Margie is with the Fred Rogers Company. A couple years ago, they developed a game called Wordplay. And in the tradition of Mr. Rogers, it's deceivingly simple, yet very deep. A chance for you and others while waiting for a bus or for a subway car to have a little bit of fun with the words. And there's a brand new edition coming out on 23 shelters. Tell us a little bit about how this came to be, Margie.
Well, there was a report done not too many years ago, but a while ago, called the Hart Risley Report, that these researchers discovered that children who are talked to and read to, spoken to, from the very beginning, have incredible vocabularies when they're ready to go to school, and so that makes them really good learners, and not just readers but learners throughout life. And those children who aren't spoken to or talked to or, you know, read to a lot, whose parents or guardians don't use words a lot through the house and through the daily routines, show up at school with a significantly smaller vocabulary. And they become not such good learners. And they never really catch up. So if you're a good reader, then you tend to be a good learner, and life seems a lot easier for you in many, many ways. So I was driving by a bus stop one day, and I thought, what if there was some way to play a word game while you were waiting for the bus to help increase your vocabulary and your storytelling skills, and it just seemed like the perfect place for that to happen. So that's how it got started.
Yeah, you've activated a space that otherwise might not have a whole lot of activity taking place in it when you're simply waiting for a bus. How do the word games work?
Well, the way it's doing now, it's changed a little bit from last year. When we piloted the program, we used cell phone to activate the game, so that what you would do is you would call a number and you would get a prompt, and it would say how many words find in the picture, how many words start with a J, let's say, and so and then you would text in your answer, and then you would get another clue or another question. That was a little, the phone didn't quite work so well. It was almost a barrier to the communication.
Mm-hmm.
To play the game. So it's much simpler now. There are some prompts on the poster that help parents get started if they need a few little, hints, little things like ask your child to find all the words that have his or her name in, all the words that have a letter with his or her name in it, or make up a story about your favorite picture on the poster. In this case, the one for July is called Summer Fun, and so there's all kinds of icons of different summer things that are fun to do, like popsicles and merry-go-rounds and water slides, so that you could make up a story about that or make up... It's really just a starting point for kids and parents to start communicating with each other, to, find the words that rhyme. There's just like endless things that you could do with it.
Yeah, you're creating talkable moments, basically, moments to use speech and to listen, and the feedback you've gotten, I'm sure, is just amazing.
Well, so far, the posters actually went up last week. They were put up a week early, but so far, people seem to like the idea. It's just getting people to play it. It's one of those things that if you usually... on your cell phone, or if you're reading the paper, or if you're doing other things, if that's what you normally do when you are waiting for the bus, it's kind of hard to just change habits. So we're hoping that we can get people to change their habits a little bit and play this game well. Just have some fun with their children in their care while they're waiting for the bus or they're riding on the train.
And, you know, if you're there with a person you don't know waiting for a bus, you might even be able to strike up a conversation that way, too.
I never thought of that, but that's a great idea.
Yeah. It's a good way to just, you know, transit is one of our last great equalizers where everybody at one time or another seems to use mass transit. So it's a great way to meet people that might be a little different than you. And it's also a great way for families or siblings to play. So you can look for Wordplay. It's at 23 shelters, I believe. So chances are you'll be able to find one. Anything else you'd like to mention, Margie?
I don't think so. I just hope people, you know, if people play it, you know, visit our website and let us know what you think and play. I just hope people play and have a great time.
Great. Well, thank you for being with us. Hope to see you soon.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Bye-bye.
That's Margie Widmer, who is with the Fred Rogers Company. And the game is called Wordplay. Look for it at transit stops all throughout the greater Pittsburgh area. Broadcasting live. Good morning to Michael McKee.